Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
We have a raucous start to this week. We are releasing our playbook to the holidays today, this very day. We are releasing it for newsletter subscribers only.
Yeah, so if you didn't subscribe, is it by today?
Yeah, by today.
By when we decide to mail it out?
Yeah, pretty much you have until Tyler emails it over to me, and I schedule it. So aim for 1 o'clock. If you have not signed up by 1 o'clock. Now, there are a couple outliers to this because someone emailed me yesterday and said that they couldn't, that they got an error message when they signed up for a newsletter. So, for you who have gotten an error message, send me an email, and I'll try and fix it, and we'll put you in manually. Also, what's going to happen is you're going to get an invite to our subscriber-only Ning page.
What is Ning, Keon?
Ning. It's spelled N-I-N-G, and it's a social networking site where you can connect to people and create a community, pretty much, that's very specific. So think Facebook for only people you want to be in it.
So Facebook for cool people.
Exactly. On it, you're going to be able to watch videos that we're going to post for subscribers only. You're going to get to create your own page so we can get to know you better. We're also going to put events that we're going to have up there, all these great things. So subscribe to the newsletter, and you get both those things. You get our playbook to the holidays, as well as your Ning invitation to our Ning site.
Our joint. Talking about Facebook, go and subscribe to that as well.
Right.
Our Facebook page, Facebook as I was thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hit like 300 and something, I think.
Yeah, like in the 300, which is good. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good times by all.
Good times had by all. Feeling kind of tired today, Tyler. How are you?
I'm not going to lie. I could totally go to sleep right now.
After we finish this and put it up, I think I'm gonna hit the head. It's kind of late. No, it's actually not late at all. It's 8:30 here on this beautiful Sunday night for us. So today we're going over this week in fitness.
That we are.
Let's amp this up, Tyler. I feel like you need to
I know. To I feel pull like it I need up. To, like, get some
You want to pause this and go grab some cookie dough?
No.
Because I remember last time, you were like on top of it after
that. Cookie dough was awesome last time, but no, I don't need cookie dough. but yeah, no, I'll amp it up. Here, tell me a story. What did you do today? You went somewhere. I didn't see you today.
I went out to Napa with, don't drop things.
I'm okay. Safety first.
I went out to Napa with my parents. It was a very enjoyable day. Went to a couple wineries, went out to lunch with some friends as well.
Spectacular. Yes.
I was good. That was really nice.
I went to Target today.
Did you?
I know that sounds very mediocre.
I was going to say middle America, but continue. Yeah,
very just, no, Walmart's middle America.
They like Target too.
Walmart's middle America. Yeah. Target is for high, high society.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
So, is that the Target? And you might be thinking to yourself, whatever, that's fine.
Why, Tyler, why were you at Target?
Why would you be at Target?
Like, and why, is this, why, is this, why does this constitute a story? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Basically, I am going to a birthday party on Friday night for some 12-year-olds. And just so that you know, I'm now
that
dating.
That sounds rather creepy.
Yeah, that sounds way. They are siblings of a girl that means a lot to me. How's that?
Just say it out loud.
Okay, yeah, my girlfriend's has yeah, Tyler 12-year-old.
Tyler is no longer single, ladies. Yes. I apologize, because I know that we've caused a lot of heartbreak out there, saying that we were single, and Tyler has now broken that.
I'm sorry.
I however...
Keon, though.
Am.
Single and ready to mingle.
That is a terrible, terrible thing to say.
But she has twin 12-year-old, well, they're going to be 12-year-old brothers.
They're so, twins?
They're twins, yeah.
Are they attractive twins?
They're 12, and they're
I'm just
boys.
Saying, no, you could, there are attractive babies. Like, are they going to, you know, like, I'm not saying,
why
I'm not
that
saying,
would be your first question, too.
Because it's, you hardly ever see twins that are unattractive.
Okay.
That's just, that's usually the rule.
Oh, I didn't know that rule.
God does not make things that aren't attractive in pairs.
Oh.
Just so you know, that's the rule.
Oh, I didn't know this rule.
Uh-huh. So?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen aren't that cute.
Some would disagree with you, though.
No.
I mean, they're attractive. I mean, yes, they're cracked out on drugs. If they weren't, would they be more attractive? Yes.
I'm trying to think of other twins. T and Tamara, they're okay.
Yeah, T and Tamara are attractive.
I'm trying to think of other twins.
Yeah, they're not very popular in the...
In the media.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan in...
The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap, the newer version. She was a twin with herself.
Awkward, but...
Weird, acting against yourself, opposite to you. So you're gonna play... So
yeah, I went to the Target to get them birthday gifts, but they are having a Nerf war, so I got to buy Nerf guns, which I was way excited about because I haven't played with Nerf guns in so long.
Nerf guns piss me off.
Why do they piss you off?
Because they never shoot right. They always fly off to one direction or the other, and you can never hit the damn target.
I've been practicing with the gun that
Have they
I
picked
bought.
Up their technology?
It is straight, but It doesn't go left or right now. Mine wings up. I'm okay with. Wing up, I'm okay with, because that's at least in the direction I'm hoping for.
Yeah, exactly. Then you shoot someone in the chest, and you hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, well, that's good. When is this event?
Oh, it's Friday.
Friday evening. One of our buddies, well, not buddies, acquaintances from high school, he's having a concert. You know, the...
That's next...
No, that's the 20th, you're correct.
That's the 20th.
Yes.
And I won't be there, because I'm going to Disneyland.
Okay, I know. Hold on.
This is news to you, huh? Why? What are you upset about?
Tyler.
Why are you upset?
Why am I upset? That's bull and you know it. Because why am I upset? You didn't even mention it to me.
Well, no, I was invited to go with another couple to Disneyland.
I hate when you have a girlfriend.
And so that is why.
This is wrong.
Keon, every night you go out without me.
That's because you go to bed.
I know.
You go to bed at like, oh, it's 2 p.m. I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed. I invite you almost every time.
I know. But I'm tired, so I go to bed.
Fine, I didn't even want to go to Disneyland anymore with you.
But no, I'm sure there'll be other trips. This one was just one of those like, thrown together the other night kind of a thing.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't apologize for this. We're getting to the meat and potatoes of this. I was at the doctor.
He's going straight to the articles now.
I'm not happy with you, Tyler, at all. At all. Like, I'm this is not good. This is not a healthy thing, Tyler. Having this much rage building up inside of me.
It's only for the weekend. I'll be back, like, I think Sunday night.
I don't even care anymore. Okay. Seriously.
I'll bring you back someday.
No, you won't.
Why wouldn't I?
Because now I'm angry at you, and we can't. We can't go there.
Okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow sometime.
No, we won't.
Okay.
We will not talk about this anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
You should be. This is a terrible thing, Tyler.
Why is this a terrible thing?
We're going to go into the articles now, because people need to hear about this. I was at the doctor.
You're at the doctor.
I was getting an x-ray on my wrist, because I've had it broken for many years.
When you say broken for many years, does that mean that it's been continually broken for many
years? I've gotten it broken every year.
Yeah.
I had an injury. I injured it during a rugby game. And through a series of misdiagnoses and moving and relocating and me slacking and et cetera, have not had surgery on it that's required. So every time I move to another location, the medical provider I have, they,
Don't touch the mic!
Sorry, it wasn't pointed at you, and I was afraid that my loud voice might wash you out. And I moved it from the bottom, so I don't think it was hurt as much as you do this. Boom, 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 boom!
Because I always grab the mic.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was out there, and every time I move, I have to get new x-rays, et cetera, a new doctor, all these things. So I had those x-rays done. Got everything done within an hour. X-rays, blood work, and doctor's visit, all between, like, under an hour.
Can I ask why you need blood work
done? Just to check. Like, I was getting my physical anyway.
Oh, might as well. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if I had anything to do with the wrist.
No. I guess also making sure that there's no surgical, like, risk of me going, you know, like,
okay.
Blood need, blah, whatever. And while I was standing there, waiting for the doctor to come back.
Hold on, real fast. Did you know, no, to go back to the blood, did you know they don't have your blood type on record?
Really?
I went, like, months ago, found out about some blood type diet, where it's like, oh, if you have O negative or positive, A, B, or whatever the types of blood that there is, there's, like, a certain type of diet that correlates with your blood type.
Right, based on the...
I don't know what mine is. Like, really? Off the top of my head, I didn't know. I have it not written down. I've never asked. I don't care.
What I'd be positive.
You are positive.
I'm B positive.
So I called my provider.
Except for when you tell me you're going to Disneyland without even telling me about this.
So I call my provider. We'll just call them Pfizer. And they go, oh, yeah, come on down and we'll take your blood for you. Can't you just pull up my file and tell me what it is? Oh, we don't have that written down. What if there was like an emergent? I asked her. What if we have blood. We have da-da-da-da for you. And I was like,
yeah.
But why is it not like my name, my address, da-da-da, blood type, sex, male, weight, this? Like, that would just, I would think, would be on
backstabbing Disneyland goer, yes.
You should come.
Nope, not now, because it's a couples thing.
But no, there's
nope.
There's a girl that's going to maybe meet up with us.
Alicia?
No.
Oh.
Boolia. Boolia? Yeah, Boolia.
I don't think, oh, whatever. Regardless. Continue your story.
But no, I just thought that was interesting that Pfizer doesn't have it, like, in their medical records. Or at least they wouldn't give it to me over the phone.
Yeah. It's probably one of those things,
and
like...
And they made it sound like they didn't have it.
Yeah. Unless you need it. When you have surgery and whatever, they'll take it before. Or if you have an accident, they just give you universal donor blood.
I don't care. I want to know what it was. Like, I just want... Like, shouldn't I be able to call them and be like, hey, I had x-rays 3 years ago. What was the actual bone that was broken? Can't you just pull that up on a thing and you look down the little list? Okay, 3 years ago, x-ray, this was broken.
I guess now they can because they're computerizing everything. But before they had to pull your file, blah, blah, blah.
And I am paying for this service, thus they should pull my file.
So, yeah, exactly. But whatever.
I'm just saying that I still don't know what my actual technical blood type is.
You should go, probably, have you had a physical in the last couple of years?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, you should go in and get one done.
Yeah, I was going to go get one done in the next couple of months.
Okay. So I didn't get the turn the head and cough test this time.
Oh, bummer.
No, I'm
very happy. Have I ever told you my fun cough test?
No, go ahead.
So when I had to have been 17
uh-huh.
because my mom was with me. Right. Yeah, this sounds awful, but so I went to take a physical for water polo.
Uh-huh.
And so I could get signed off, everything was good. My mom goes in the room with me, and the doctor's there, and he's asking me all these questions about, like, do you smoke, do you drink, do you do this, do you do that, all these things. And I'm answering no to all of them because I was a good kid growing up. So he's all, I might as well do this now. I got to test you for testicular cancer. Right. And I was like, well, how do you do that? And he goes, I didn't know. Oh, you're just going to drop your pants. I'm going to,
palpate the
testicles. I was going to say massage them, but...
Yeah, massage sounds very...
Rub them weird, like...
I like palpate.
Okay, palpate them, and then you'll be good. And so he asked my mom to leave, and I was like, that's cool, and so she leaves. I drop my pants, and he's standing there, he's there palpitating.
Palpating?
Palpating?
Yes, palpating.
Palpating. And he goes, all right, so really, though, you want to answer any of those questions differently I just asked you? And I was like... Nope, I'm good with, that. And he's like, all right. So what I'm doing here, and he explains what he's doing. He's checking, to test for testicular cancer, you just basically rub your fingers around the testicles and make sure that there's no bumps.
Right, which gentlemen between the ages of 16 and 25, we have the highest propensity for that.
Yes.
So we should be testing.
All the time.
Every shower.
Oh, well, that's what he tells me. He goes, yeah, you should check, once a month or so, like in the shower is cool. And then he throws out this gem. Or if you have a girlfriend, you could teach her how to do it. And I looked at him and was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever been told in my life. That is awfully great.
That's actually fantastic. My doctor is
telling me to teach my girlfriend how to palpitate my testicles.
Palpitate, I hate you. I had my doctor tell me that you should be checking your girlfriend for breast cancer lumps. I was like, you are the smartest man in the world.
Oh, that's... I wonder if that's fantastic. Like a running joke between doctors to tell,
I hope it is. Because that's... hilarious.
I would think so.
That's really funny.
I wonder if there was like a way to test for like cervical cancer. Yeah, I went there.
Wow. Wow. All right, let's move back onto this pamphlet.
All right, so you have a pamphlet that you picked up, yeah? It's physically here.
It's actually here if you did not hear it. The people that Tyler listens to on the radio do that all the time, and I hate hearing it. And I just realized that I subjected you guys to that.
They hate doing it, too.
I apologize.
Have you listened to them?
Really?
They hate it, too. They always make fun of it.
Okay. Oh, anyway, there's a bunch of pamphlets, and I pick up one that's... says heel pain, and in parentheses, plantar fasciitis.
Oh. Continue.
So, I like to keep up on what the medical world says about fitness. Because pretty much, I consider this a fitness thing. Because heel pain and plantar fasciitis is really a muscular issue, right? Yeah. You can't do much with it surgically.
Yes.
So, I figured that's more our realm. This is more our thing. So, let's see what doctors say about it. So there's a couple paragraphs about what is it, blah, 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 and there's a plant, the plantar fascia, which goes between your toe bones and your heel.
Basically think the sole of your foot.
Yeah. Well, not the sole. Well, yeah, I guess.
That's the heel that you're thinking.
Yeah, you're right. The middle of your foot.
Yeah.
Where
it arches.
Yeah, and they say, what can cause heel pain? Non-supportive shoes. Now, that pisses me off right away, because there's been so much research saying that really supportive shoes actually cause more issues than they prevent. Like, super confining orthotics actually help create more knee pain and foot pain and back pain. And they say flat feet, high arched feet. So pretty much either end of the spectrum, you're screwed. Sudden increase in activity level, which is probably true. Standing on hard floors for a long time, which could be true. And obesity, which is definitely true. It's one of those things, like, they have this do's and don'ts. Do walk less. Dumb. That's terrible.
But that defeats the purpose of the very last thing that gives it
exactly,
to you.
Exactly, exactly.
If you walk less, you're going to probably be obese. Well, it correlates.
Yeah. Do walk, run, and stand less. So pretty much they're saying, lead a sedentary lifestyle.
Sit
on your butt.
Sit and play Xbox all day long.
Exactly. So it's like, really? So, and then they say... buy arch supports, try exercise that does not stretch your arch, which I guess that, because your arch isn't strong, so it's too stretched out, so that's smart. And then they say wear shoes with good arch support and heel support. Now, Tyler, I was hanging out with an architect, our good friend, Bamie's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an architect.
What were your thoughts on him?
Good, second time around, really liked him.
Okay,
first time, first time, I don't think he was just kind of awkward in situations, but I like him now. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Now he's an architect, and we're talking about arches, right? Like arches in buildings and whatnot.
Bridges, if you may.
Bridges, if you will. Now, one thing that you don't do with an arch is you don't put something right up in the middle of the arch to help increase the integrity of the arch, right? So if you put your hands together and create an arch, you're not going to put something right in the middle of that arch to increase its stability, because that's where all the arch tension goes. It goes to that keystone, right?
Yeah.
So let's think about that in accordance with your foot. You take your foot, which is a structural arch, the bones and muscles acting as your brick and mortar. Putting arch support, putting that rod, that column, in the middle of your arch, isn't that defeating the purpose? Following architectural and mechanical principles, wouldn't that make sense?
That would make sense. The one thing, you'd have to look at the design of it, because a lot of those have weird, like, plastic barriers within it. Does
true.
That make sense? So, but the concept, like, it's going to put force in it against places that shouldn't be put.
Right. And a lot of those things have cushions, which we've talked about this before. They have cushions, and as your foot goes through the gait cycle, if it's on a cushiony surface, your foot's going to flatten out more, right? And look for stability. If it's on a harder surface, it's going to tighten up more to increase the shock absorption. So meaning that you're actually stretching out further if you have more cushion. So the very thing that you're trying to not stretch out is getting stretched out by the shoes that you're wearing. Silly.
Fully agree.
So I'm not saying go against the guidance of your doctor, But I'm not saying not go against the guidance of your doctor.
I'm not sold on that plantar fasciitis is actually a real thing.
Well, it's actual pain, but it's an overstretched ligament.
That's so or fascia, call it what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a weak ligament. Let's fix that.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, why give it a weird name? That's the stuff that annoys me. Because
it's an inflammation of the plantar fascia. So you add itis to something, that means it's inflamed. So it's an inflamed plantar fascia.
I get that, but it's still just like all these things. It's like, okay, you're like, let's break it down. You have a tendon that's inflamed.
Uh-huh.
Let's work on that.
Right.
Same with like arthritis. Okay, I get it. You have pains. You have tendons and joints that are sore and tight. Let's fix that. Like, I don't know. I just get annoyed when they just start giving names to things when it's like, really? It's just a tendon here.
Yeah, it's just easier to refer to things like that.
But I think it's more of the people then claim this as a cop out.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I have plantar fasciitis. I can't do anything.
Yeah,
so that's kind of where I really get annoyed by. It's like, suck it up.
I think that this pamphlet is totally like all it's gonna do is create more panic than good. I think because all they can do, like, what can the doctor do? Cortisone injections, which is not very good for you.
I've had one.
Not good for you, right? Does not feel good.
Not painful. It was... Okay. Here's the story of my cortisone shot that I had. I had it in my shoulder because I have awful shoulder pains and ligaments and issues and already have tendonitis and arthritis and all that fun stuff.
Right.
So they were like, you're too young to do surgery on. Let's just shoot you up with cortisone. Cool. They told me it was actually steroids, which... It is.
Yeah.
Type of. So I was like, sweet. I'll do steroids. That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they inject it in, and you literally feel the liquid come out of the needle and disperse throughout the shoulder cavity is how I was feeling it. And then the doctor asked me how it felt, and I was like, it's pretty. And then I passed out. Because I... was focusing on it actually dispersing throughout my shoulder, and I didn't watch it. Like, I'm cool with needles, just I don't need to watch it go in.
Right.
But once he made me start thinking about it wasn't painful.
Uh-huh.
It just was very uncomfortable.
Huh.
Like, it wasn't awkward. Like, oh my gosh, this just hurts. Like, don't ever, I would do it tomorrow in a second. Like, I wouldn't be scared about it or anything. It's just very uncomfortable, and thinking about it, I was like, all right, pass out.
Right.
And I remember coming to with the syringe still on my shoulder. I thought that was pretty funny.
Huh.
Because it was a small little doctor, and I'm not that small.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well, other things they can do, oral medications. And
yeah.
Custom orthotics, which we already
discussed
as dubious. And then surgery, which is the worst option you can get. Because all that does is tighten up the plantar fascia...
I wonder how many plantar fasciitis surgeries they've done.
Probably a lot. Absolutely.
Think on more old people than anything?
Yeah, because, I mean, probably older people who are inactive, like sedentary people, probably in their...
But that's what they told me to be.
Yeah, exactly. They tell you to be sedentary, but the more sedentary you are, the more likelihood that you're probably going to get it. So,
that's awesome.
Whatever. We're going to go over gait, I think, sometime, but gait is really hard to talk about, so we'll maybe do a longer video about gait. So, do you have any articles for you, Tyler, or are you just busy working on the holiday thing?
I have an article.
All right, let's talk about that.
It's pretty entertaining. Do we even have time?
Yeah, we do.
Spectacular. It's a fast article. Basically, this article, because I'm very interested in the school system.
Okay.
And how I feel that a lot of the problems that you and I talk about are lack of education.
Right.
And I am the first person that did not like school. I was over it. I didn't enjoy it, but I...
Can I interject?
Yes.
Maybe say it's not a lack of education, a lack of effective education. Would that be better to say? Because we can spit knowledge all day, but unless it's getting through people...
I'd say it's a concept of both, where it's just a lack of education, then a lack of valid
education. I remember teachers who I don't remember a thing from their class.
Uh-uh.
But then there's like professors like Beth Baggerstrand,
yeah,
who was fantastic. I remember almost everything.
But the things that I learned, life lessons. Like I remember from his class, weren't actual like course.
Yeah, stuff.
I remember like
well, maybe it was coursework,
but I remember the other aspects of it.
Yeah.
What I was trying to get at, so I was looking at things because I was thinking about job opportunities and stuff like that, and my girlfriend was like, you should be a PE teacher while you get everything set up. And I was like, no, that's not a bad idea. Because there's a lot of things I would change about the PE system and right. make it more productive. So I was looking at stuff, and this article came across about a teacher that was dealing with a lot of noise issues and like ADD type concepts with these kids.
Uh-huh.
So she took out all the chairs in her classroom and she put exercise balls, the Swiss balls, as their chairs.
Interesting.
And the effect on these kids was like all their test scores raised because they weren't slouching. Their posture was better. Every day, like when school starts, she starts the day with a little bit of music and they can bounce on the balls to get it out of their system. And they do that for the first like 5 minutes of class and then like after recess. And she like they just talked about all these things of how it helped the kids' posture, how all of them pay more attention now because they can't like really put their head on their desk and fall asleep.
Right.
Otherwise, it takes it like. She talks about the core muscles and how it tightens those, and because of that tightening, it like she talked about the sleep vortex concept and where like kids will zone out because they get comfortable. We're on the ball, you have to like be aware of your surroundings at all times, so you thus then pay attention to what's going on,
right?
Instead of you're on a chair and you lean back and you're like, cool, whatever, peace out. With the Swiss ball, you have to balance. And you can't, you know, if you move to the left too much, you fall off. If you move to the right too much, you fall off and whatnot. So all these kids are now, like, focusing on the class and their seats. And so, yeah, it was just this amazing, like, article that I was just like, I would have never have put two and two together. And that's a great idea.
That's I really like that person. Yeah, she sounds like a really smart person.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, I think we need more stuff like that. I mean, the thing is, I bet some terrible parent is going to get pissy because their child, blah, blah, blah.
The first kid like that gets hurt.
Oh, well, not even gets hurt, but like, I don't want my kid doing blah, blah, or not even my kid. I don't want our schools doing blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really? You're going to complain about increase in productivity in the school system? Like, you can go to hell. Like, I'm sorry. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and like I think that teacher needs to be applauded. And the book, like, for some reason I just had this feeling that moronic parents are going to try and throw the book at her, and that just makes me so sad.
No, yeah, it's one of those fun things where you think outside the box, and so many people get stuck inside their own box,
right?
That they can't even remotely see the outside of a box, let alone the walls,
right?
As that great box metaphor was. But yeah, it was just, I saw the article. I don't remember how I read it, like found it or whatnot. Actually, now that I said that, I want to say Greg Plitt showed it to me on Facebook.
Okay.
So he posted it and I just read it that way. But
fantastic. I think that's a really cool thing. I hope that more teachers get into that. You know, was it a really affluent school or was it like private, public? Do you remember?
I don't remember what it was, but they were saying that a lot of different schools, it was in like Pennsylvania, I believe.
Okay.
We're doing it, so.
That's cool.
It was interesting.
I think that, I don't know. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's one of the things I don't think it's as reproducible in other.
What's the other Greg on workouts name? Greg Peeler. It was Greg Peeler that gave it to me.
Okay. Not Greg Plitt. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell Peeler.
It's P-E-E-L-E-R. Just how it sounds. Or you could go.
I could go look through you, but whatever.
Look through me.
So we'll put that up onto the site as well as the article that I talked about. So, actually, I'll try. Maybe I'll take a picture with my cell phone and we'll get it up. I have a couple other articles I wanted to talk about, so I'll put those up, little blurbs as well, just so you can get a full range. Since someone had to talk about Disneyland and me not going earlier in the show.
I'm sorry. I really am. It was not my idea, and I was like, yeah, let's go, and I didn't think that's about fine. It. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm going to go visit other friends. I'm probably actually going to San Francisco with my other buddy, so because I won't be able to go and see him until that weekend, so no worries.
I did want to go to that one thing on the 20th.
Oh, yeah, with our buddy Omar. He's put out some really good music. I'm actually really impressed by it.
Yeah.
So I'll put up his video, too, and he's having a concert out in Concord, California. So if you're in the area, we'll put details on the site as it gets closer, because I feel like we should
support
our friends.
We'll support
our friends. We'll put the video up, too, so you can check out his music. You can download, like, 6 tracks from it for free, too, which is kind of cool. It's hip-hop. I like it.
Yeah, it's hip-hop.
Hip-hop, R&B, whatever. I think it's hip-hop.
I don't really.
There's so many delineations.
Is it hip-hop,
like,
pop,
and people get angry
R&B,
if you get it wrong.
Reggae? No, it's
not reggae. There's, like, hip-hop, there's hip-hop, and there's rap, and then, you know, then there's, you know, hyphy. I just don't know how to, yeah. Did I tell you? Okay, great story. I was going to In-N-Out because I was, like, really hungry, and I wanted a burger.
I haven't been in In-N-Out for a month.
It was great. So I was going through the drive-thru, long line. It's one out in San Ramon, and I get in the line, order my food, and then I roll down my windows. I turned off my music, or my audiobook, because I listen to audiobooks while I drive, and I rolled it, my windows were rolled down. I look to my left, and these kids just going hyphy out in the parking lot with, like, really loud music on. I was dying.
Oh,
it was the funniest thing
good times,
I've
good
ever
times.
Seen. I loved it. That was so funny. So we'll put up a video of hyphy for those of you who are not in Northern California, just so you guys can get an idea of that too.
Oh, good times. It's a gem.
Absolutely. So with that, make sure you sign up for the newsletter. If you don't, you know what? I'll give you till the end of the day. For anyone who signs up by the end of the day, I'll send it out just to extend that offer.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what we're going to do with the Ning page for people who sign up past tomorrow. Or past tonight. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that later. So other newsletter subscribers can join into the conversation. Got anything else for us, Tyler?
No, that should do it. So I leave you with Peter Pan's Adventure.
Have a great night. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror.